Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 7:23. I'm Howard Philbin. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 IFM. Debbie's saying, can we please play Yaakov Shweki im Eshkachech et Yerushalayim? I think that would be a great one to play. We're looking for the songs. What should we be playing today on Yom Yerushalayim? It is an amazing day, a very, very interesting one, and I'm very privileged to be in Israel. I'm in Jerusalem. But of course, I will go down to the Kotel, to the Western Wall, a little bit later, and I'll be able to describe to you what it is that is happening here. But never mind here. Let's talk about Gaza. Lieutenant Colonel Ayal Dror is the founder and commander of the Good Neighbor Project. We wanted to talk to him about what is happening in Gaza at the moment. Lots of talk about areas controlled. A very good morning. How are you?
Great morning to you and welcome to Israel, Howard. And hopefully after you will spend some time in Jerusalem, you will find some time also to come to visit us on the north. I will be very happy to host. Well, so I'm great. Thank you.
Awesome. Now, it's incredible. A little bit warm, but that's okay. That goes with the territory. But speaking about things heating up, what is happening in Gaza in terms of troops, in terms of control of the areas? Where are we?
So, what has been happening couple of weeks, that the IDF, after the decision of the government of Israel, increased the military pressure on Gaza. We mm-hmm. should understand, military force, humanitarian aid, and some path of international strategic plan for Gaza. Those three must be combined. Now, we understand that Hamas is playing and trying to earn time. And unfortunately, only massive power will end his loss. For example, Mohammed Sinwar, today they are left without any main headquarters. Mm-hmm. This war will convince them, let's say it like that, to go back to the table, talk about what is going on, talk about the negotiation, release our hostages, and to end the war. Now, in their perspective, Howard, and it's important, they do not care about their own people. For example, anyone that has been killed on Palestinian side is just serving Hamas propaganda. Mm-hmm. Broadcasting, Israel has been, you probably understand, Harriet, genocide, etc. So it's serving them. The only thing that's important when they are losing their land, this is one. And second, when they become less powerful, so they cannot control the population, and they start to realize that the population will resist against them. Those two things you cannot achieve without military power. So it doesn't matter whether Israel capture 50%, 25%, 70%. It's important that Israel continue to put a lot of and a massive military pressure. Unfortunately, I know that this is not the values of the democracy world. However, this is the only language, unfortunately, that those guys are understanding. And just when they realize that they are going to lose control, this will be the end point of this terrible war and an opportunity to release our hostages.
We know that there's been Israel has removed most of, if not all of the Hamas Gaza leadership. There's also been the destruction of different headquarters where Hamas was based. How are they managing to keep some form of control over the region, given all of those factors?
So basically today, there isn't any central command. There isn't any direct orders going all around Gaza. What they have, of course, in the beginning of the war and even after a year in a war. Today, it's like every region, Rafah region, Khan Yunis region, every region is like treating by itself without a strategic directive. The commanders, the military commanders of Rafah, the terrorists of Hamas, of course, they're head of the division has been eliminated with Mohammed Sinwar. So the senior commanders, they are now taking over. They are taking over. It means they are taking care for themselves. They are robbing the humanitarian aid is entering Gaza. They are thinking about themselves, not about the population, about themselves and about their families. So there isn't any like central command, which might make it a little bit more easier to go back to the table. Unfortunately, the people outside, those leaders, they are sitting and eating very good meals.
Yeah, so they're not feeling the pressure.
They not feel the pressure. They do not care. They are living a really good life. The pressure must be also on their side. Again, military pressure will bring them to go back. Today in Gaza, there is a guerrilla warfare. It's not like it was built. They were built. Those organizations was trying to be built as an army, division, battalions. Today, they don't have this structure. They don't have these commanders. And it's like a guerrilla, which every area are trying to take care for itself.
Why aren't we seeing more pressure placed on Hamas leadership outside of Gaza? Even Israel seems to be quite sensitive or light or unconfrontational. We haven't even heard it. We don't even hear it being spoken about. Why is that?
So this is a very good question, of course, Howard. There is two solutions. First of all, elimination. However, for example, I can understand that from diplomacy, you don't want to assist in Turkey and Qatar. It won't, in this situation, it won't be good enough. However, I do believe that Israel politician, the main role is to put the pressure on the U.S., for example, in order that they will put pressure on, for example, Qatar. Because once those people, those leaders, Al-Khaya and others, will realize that they're going to be throw away to countries, I don't know where in Africa, which they will not be able to live in five-star hotels. And on the other hand, they will not be protected by Qatarian government. I think that they will rethinking about it will be a pressure. So the solution here is a diplomacy pressure from Israel on our allies to make pressure on Qatar. And there is possibilities to do that.
That is where we leave it. That is a very, very important and I think interesting aspect around the war. What happens now in terms of the control of Gaza by Hamas? That's Lieutenant Colonel Ayal Dror talking to us from Israel.